Joining me now, the man that's got a wonderful website, techguide.com.au. He's our IT and gadget guru. He's a Rabbitohs tragic. Stephen Fenwick is on the line. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning there, Richard. How are you going?
Yeah, terrific, terrific. Certainly plenty to talk about. You'd be pleased to know I did something I've been putting off for about 6 months now, and I got my Dyson stick vac out, and I've got a cupboard laundry that gets completely covered inside when I use the dryer, even with the doors open, in lint from the dryer. And I haven't done it for a few months, and so I pulled everything out and gave it a good clean with the Dyson stick vac.
And, way to go.
Yeah, you've got a bit of news about Dyson.
I do, yeah. They've got a bit of software, actually. Like Dyson, like they take pride in their products, and I think a lot of owners take pride in their Dysons as well. They want to be able to clean really efficiently. They've got a lot of features that can tell you how well you've cleaned, and they've just released another one, which is a bit of software. It's an update to their Dyson app. And what you do, you can actually get a mount for your phone. You can put it on the Gen 5 Detect. That's their latest stick vac. And it uses LiDAR and augmented reality to actually trace where you've already vacuumed. So it looks at the cleaner head, can hear the vacuum's motor. And then on the phone screen, when you're looking at it, when it's mounted on the stick vacuum, you can actually see the lines of where you vacuumed using augmented reality. So problem with our cleanings often is that we miss spots, but we also go over the same spot a number of times as well. So this way you can actually visualize where you've cleaned to make sure you're not doubling up.
Wow. Okay. Clean trace.
Clean trace, yes. So if you've got the Dyson app, it's an update to the app. You can purchase the mount for the stick vac. It'll only work, though, with the Gen 5 Detect, which is the very latest model. But it does give you a really great sense of where you've already cleaned and where you what you've already done, and you don't want to go back over those areas.
So no, just that's right. I love my Dyson. I've got, the cheapest model available, which for my unit, which is only about 70 square metres, is more than enough. I think it's great. Okay, Apple reportedly working on a personal robot, including one that follows you around the house.
Yeah, I think this is this rumor's been around for a little while. There are actually companies that have created this similar product. LG at the Consumer Electronics Show back in January, I saw they had their home agent or something they called it, and this was basically a smart speaker on wheels. Let's call it that. It's able to, because it can roam around your house, it can notice things and tell you things. Like it might say, oh, you've left the windows open upstairs, it's going to rain. Or it can even detect your mood. Like the LG one, if you walk in the door, it can sense your mood. And if it thinks that you're not in a good mood, it can sort of play you a playlist that you like and things like that. So Apple's sort of trying to take that to the next level here, trying to make the smarts of their products a bit more pervasive, a bit more more available in your home. So rather than you having to go to the speaker or leave it in one place, this product would be able to come to you, talk to you. You can send it off to check things and do things. So it's just, and obviously AI driven as well. But when we see this product, only time will tell when that will actually hit the market.
Okay, personal robots from Apple, maybe not too far off. Look, I don't want to talk about what happened on Saturday in Bondi or what happened at this riot last night in Sydney, but it does highlight what can happen with a bit of misinformation on social media. Sydney University steward Ben Cohen was one of the, he was reviled around the world. This thing went, Channel 7 picked it up. Everybody ran with Ben Cohen as being the one that was responsible for what happened.
Yeah.
An ex, formerly known as Twitter, they ran with it and named this Ben Cohen, and it went everywhere. It does highlight how dangerous social media can be.
Absolutely, and I think what people do, and I did it myself, when I heard about Bondi on Saturday, I hopped straight onto Twitter because I know there'd be a lot of people sharing information. How the accuracy of that information, we don't know. And the thing with it is if people want to go, they want to be the first to say something, they want to retweet things, they want to be able to, it's like they're involved. And this misinformation you're talking about, no one's confirming anything. It's just people saying stuff, assuming it's correct. People are retweeting it, sharing it. These poor guys who are named as the perpetrator, innocent people, and went around the world. But and but people Oracle, because it's social media, it's not bound by the rules of regular media. You can't just say stuff on regular media. Social media, you can. And unfortunately, a lot of the crap that was being spoken about, whether it was an anti-Semitic attack, and it was a terror attack, and he's a Muslim, and all this stuff that was just generated, just pure garbage.
Yeah.
It unfortunately got aired on and shared, went around the world, and 90% of it was false.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with reference to Saturday, Channel 7 ran with this Ben Cohen, not only online as well as on television.
That's the risk too, Richard. You know, the big stations, like 7, you mentioned 7 there, this is breaking news. They want to be seen to be leading it. They want to be seen to be the first. Everyone, it's a race.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they didn't do their homework, and they're spreading misinformation. That's it. They take their reputation takes a hit there.
Yeah, sure does. And Justice Michael Lee, in his judgment on the Bruce Lehman defamation case, also said that Channel 10 didn't do enough homework in that desire to be first with the story. Yeah. They rushed ahead with it. Yeah, very dangerous to not
absolutely.
Not
look how that turned out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mate, Rabbitohs put up a better fight against the Sharks.
They did. You know what? I've seen every game live this year, and you got to remember, like, people who aren't fans of the club don't understand our massive injury toll. We had 5 regular first graders off the field the other day. They didn't play. It was Jai Arrow, Campbell Graham, Alex Johnson, a couple others like Damien Cook. So we're already down on troops. So that side was, on paper, was like half a reserve grade team. Yeah, good on Jai Gray, made a great debut. A lot of other young guys, Peter Mamazoulas did okay at hooker. But it's I think they were a good sign. The effort level was there. We were competing for the whole game. We lost Cam Murray in the first half. HIA didn't come back on. Jai Gray got shoulder charge in the head. No action by the referee, unfortunately, but lost him for most of the first half as well. And they still fought on. Yep. That's what we want to see. Yeah, we didn't get the result, but they had a crack. And in terms of all the dramas around Demetriou, I think it's, look, you know, this is a lot of media beat up. You know, all the different people being mentioned and named, and it's like a dog. It's like a dog with a bone. They're not letting go of this sacking story. You know, they're not taking into account the fact that half the team's out. So look, I think Blake Solly, I think the other day, got out there and said, look, he's safe. We're going to let him. We're going to give him the time he needs. So I think just back off, let him do his job. Like they got the bye this week, thank God.
Yeah, so I was going to say you got the bye. Yeah,
yeah, but our next two games are Melbourne, and then Penrith. So we've got a bit of work ahead of us. But
spot the Rabbitohs fan.
Absolutely right. Well, you know, we're still hanging in there. Maybe
good on you.
Season yet, but, we want to do it. They're trying to do their best.
Yeah, well, good luck, mate. And again, thanks for your time. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Thanks, buddy.
Stephen Finnick.